Next item, and then really, Mark, thank you very much for the presentation. Ruby. Next item is license status review, which got a little out of order on my fault since we amended the agenda. Good morning.
Good morning, okay. Commissioner, members of the commission.
Who do we have, and are these companion cases? Do you know?
No, they're not.
Okay. Who's first?
First is Daryl Inslee.
Mr. Inslee, come forward. Mr. Inslee, represented by counsel. Officers, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Morning.
Counselor, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Mr. Inslee. Will your client be testifying?
No, sir, Judge. I mean, Commissioner, I'm sorry.
Okay. Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Proceed, ma'am. You've been previously sworn.
Yes. Daryl Inslee has two new convictions, taking oysters out of season. Date of offense, January 13th, 2017. Date of conviction, September 22nd, 2017. Officer Robert Griffin, and taking oysters with dredge scrape from closed area. Date of offense, January 13, 2017. Date of conviction, September 22, 2017. Officer Stephen York. Here are Mr. Inslee's 2019-2018 licenses and permits.
Okay.
And his previous convictions.
Okay.
The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of harvesting oysters or clams during a closed public season should result in at least a three-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest the Commission place Mr. Inslee on probation for a period of 3 years from the date of this Commission meeting, April 23, 2019, through April 22, 2022. Any failure on Mr. Inslee's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the three-year probation will result in Mr. Inslee appearing before the Commission for a hearing on a license revocation.
Thank you. Counselor, do you have any questions of Ms. Farmer?
No, Mr. Okay. Commissioner. And if I may abbreviate it, I don't know if you'll be acceptable to it. We would concur with the conviction. He's had his day in court. I represented him in court. And I would represent that it was the line where you cross into the sanctuary versus, or the tong area versus the hand scrape area. And the boat went across. We've litigated it. He was found guilty. And I've been before this board many times. And the matrix in this particular case, I think the three-year revocation period is appropriate.
Probation.
Excuse me. I really messed up.
Did you pay him? Did you pay him?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay.
The three-year probationary period is appropriate. And I've explained it to him, and I've explained to him that even the failure to put a tag on an oyster collection basket or anything will bring him before this board with not favorable results. So to save you all the time today, you know, I will argue when I believe I've got a good argument. Today, I've reviewed the matrix and the history of Mr. Inslee, and I've conferred with him, and we would embrace the three-year probationary period.
Okay. When I was going before traffic court judges out, there was one by the name of Crawley Connolly in Surrey County many years ago, like 1982, and he always asked us one question. I always have to ask it when we stipulate the evidence is sufficient to proceed. Is there anything aggravating or mitigating about this case?
Very cooperative, sir.
Yes, sir.
Any questions of members of the commission? Realizing that Mr. Ware, should this be appealed, stipulates that the evidence before the commission is sufficient to sustain the recommendation.
And it will not be appealed. I'll make that commitment to them.
Dr. Neal.
A question, comment. This occurred over 2 years ago. Am I getting my dates right in January?
And I could address that. What happened is we litigated these cases before. There's a line across the James River which goes from there to Pearls Bay. If you look on the VMRC plat and the poles, there's potentially a variation in what the actual line is. So we took an appeal to the Court of Appeals and also petitioned to the Supreme Court. That takes time, and therefore, until it was finalized, it was not a conviction. So there's nothing.
Thank you for pulling me out of the fat as commissioner and agency head.
This was counsel's doing in this particular case because it has been litigated many times in other courts. And I will indicate that certain courts, with these officers, and I've worked with these officers before. They've been always very good to work with. Other courts have said that the position of that boat is questionable. I'm not going to find it. In this particular case, the judge had no problem with that. So we've had our day in court, and we extinguished all those opportunities.
A follow-up question?
Dr. Neal?
And jump in if this is inappropriate for me to be asking this. We've had 2+ years since this conviction, and I guess has there been any other problems with natural resource violations in that 2+ years?
No, sir.
Thank you.
Further questions? Matters before the commission.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Zedrin to approve staff recommendation, 3-year probation for Mr. Inslee. Is there a second? Second by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, counsel.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, officer.
Yep.
Thank you.
Next is Kenneth Allen Powell.
Good morning again.
Good morning again, sir. Again, will your client be testifying?
He will testify in this one, Jim.
Everybody raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you very much. Proceed, please, Ms. Farmer.
Kenneth Powell, he has one new conviction, remove oysters from polluted ground, date of offense October 30th, 2018, date of conviction November 26th, 2018, Officer John Poach. Here are Mr. Powell's 2019-2018 licenses and permits and his previous conviction. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of harvesting oysters or clams from a condemned area within a 2-year period should result in at least a 1-year revocation of the gear license and a concurrent 5-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guideline suggests the Commission revoke Mr. Powell's gear license for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, April 23, 2019, through April 22, 2020, and place him on a concurrent probation for a period of 5 years from the date of this Commission meeting, April 23, 2019, through April 22, 2024. The Code of Virginia also allows that the Commission prohibit the issuance, reissuance, and renewal of Mr. Powell's gear license during this revocation period.
Good, thank you. Do you have any questions of Ms. Farmer?
No, sir.
Okay. At this time, I think we need to hear from the officer in
we
this
do.
Case. Okay. Officer, proceed, please. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. On Tuesday, October 30th, 2018, at approximately 8:10 a.m., I observed a 23-foot 2008 Carolina skiff bearing Virginia registration VA8550 Bravo Mike on the James River just north of the James River Bridge next to a large electrical tower. Coordinates were 37.700 north, 076-27.566 west. This location is approximately 997 feet inside condemned zone 058-034A, where only relay is permitted. The persons aboard the vessel were using a hand scrape to actively harvest oysters from condemned zones 058-034 Section A, which is the James River, Warwick River, and Deep Creek condemned zone. I approached the vessel and interviewed Mr. Powell, who was standing to the right of counsel. He told me that he had only had 2 bushels of oysters aboard the vessel. The oysters were bound for market. He had successfully completed shellfish harvester training. And when I continued my interview and I told him, are you aware that you're in a condemned zone? He was genuinely surprised. He looked at me and says, no, sir, I'm in the open harvest area. He told me he was using the VMRC map app and to follow the open harvest area, which he was. This is the only area in the James River where the open harvest and condemned zones overlap. When I showed him how to use the VMRC app to go to the menu to go to condemned zones, when he brought that up, him and his son both went, he said, sir, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. It's my fault. You know, I'll take whatever consequences come. I issued a summons to him, and then that was returnable for Newport News Court on 11-26-2018, where he once again held himself accountable, pled guilty to the offense, and was charged. It was given a fine of $50 plus court costs. I would also note at that time, using the VMRC map, that the open harvest area would only show the open harvest area when you touch that menu item. Now, if you, because of some of the condemned oyster cases, when you do open harvest area now, it will show the overlap of the condemned zone in this area. And he was also from Deltaville, and he was not aware that he was in the condemned zone. He was very cooperative during the whole procedure, this gentleman.
Any questions of the officer by members of the commission? Mr. Ballard?
So when you say a condemned area was overlapping a open area, is that on the same lease? Part of it was condemned and part of it was open?
Yes, you have the open harvest area that was shown. The map he was using has the open harvest area. But the condemned zone, which is the open harvest area, would be subordinate to the condemned zone. The condemned zone goes into the open harvest area, and it's the waterman's responsibility prior to check to make sure he's not in a condemned zone.
It's a follow-up. So when you say open harvest area, that's per the VMRC program, and the condemned zone is the health department program.
Yes, sir. It's James River Hantong Area A near the James River Bridge.
Counselor, do you have any questions of the officer?
Excuse me, hands great. Sorry.
Yeah, briefly.
Please, sir. Proceed.
So when he was using the VMRC chart and he opened up for the open season area, the open harvest, that was green, correct?
Yes, sir.
Where he was pinned, he had his GPS pinned. It, looking at that particular chart, he looked legal.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so if I may, I don't think I have enough, but may I?
That's okay. Please.
And I'll give you both of them.
Okay. Pass them down. I'm familiar with the area. I'm going to pass them down.
They're two different
yep.
schematics.
Yep.
So the only way. I'm sorry. I'll let y'all finish that.
Get a couple more. We can split them up and send them down here. So that'll work. All righty.
So if you were looking at the app, looking for the open harvest, that area where he was indicated would be green.
At the time, yes, it's since been rectified.
So since then, the VMRC has changed it so that it shows the overlap, which is currently orange. So that triangular section is open harvest, but also got a condemned zone that crosses across it.
Yes, sir.
And the only way he would have known that it was a closed area is if he went and clicked on the closed and then made the comparison between the two.
Correct.
Because the charts were independent. One showed condemned, which is the one that shows the solid orange on the side, and the other would have been a green.
Correct.
So in this particular case, he clicked on the VMRC plat, saw that it was green, dropped his pin, figured GPS, I'm safe.
Yes, sir.
And he was very cooperative with you the whole time.
Very much so.
And you clearly believe that he believed he was acting properly at the time.
Yes, when I told him he was a condemned zone, he was genuinely surprised.
And as we both know, since that time, somebody has corrected it so that if you open the open harvest area, it has that hash of orange to give you a warning that something is amiss there.
Yes, sir.
I don't have any further questions.
Any questions of the officer in response to cross-examination? Mr. Ballard?
Was the condemned area marked? Did you notice any signs when you were out there?
No, sir. There's no on-water signs for the condemned area.
This is somewhat similar to the case we had last month, but a little different. Mr. Zedrin.
I had a question for staff. Why would we open a condemned area?
I don't. Who wants to respond to that? Rob, you want to? It's done. Okay, Andrew, Mr. Button, were you previously sworn?
Yes.
Come forward, please. For the record, Andrew Button, Conservation and Replenishment Officer for the Commonwealth of Virginia Marine Resources Commission. Could you answer that question, please?
So the online harvester app that we're referencing here is designed as a reference, so it's actually stated there in the app. You have to agree to those terms that you're supposed to consult the regulation there. But this is these condemned areas do change, so when we write the regulation, we show the defined area by regulation on that app, and the way that the program works, that's sort of independent of the condemned harvest area. So if those areas do change, they don't always reflect immediately on the app.
It's kind of like the GPS that says be aware of your surroundings, and sometimes where it says you can go ahead, but the bridge might be out. But conversely, at the same time, if you're using that, and it says there's a road there, and you continue down the road, and the bridge is out, you've done the very best you possibly could in looking at it. So, yeah. Any questions of Mr. Budden?
Just briefly. Is that triangular area still open harvest?
In terms of today?
Yes.
It's shown on our harvest map with that current overlay there. So by regulation, it's still open harvest because it's public ground in there. But in regulation, any condemned oyster ground, by the nature of it being condemned, is closed.
So well, then that would, I guess I would follow with your question. If the condemned area then goes over the open harvest area, why wouldn't you just take it out and make it completely condemned and say it's not on the GPS for it as an open harvest area?
I think that the fix that we show now does show that, but it's a matter of programming and time and those changes to make that happen there. But
so if something changes in the timing changes today, I could be legal, tomorrow I could not.
That is indeed the case. I mean, condemnation lines do occasionally change, and I think we've made that fix to be reflected in this reference app that is for reference purposes.
And just for the defense of agency and the Commonwealth, those things change by virtue of water quality and things, and we don't change the condemned areas. The Virginia Department of Health does that. So, okay. Further questions?
No, sir.
Closing argument?
I just would have an argument.
Or do you
no, I think they testified very appropriately for what he would say. And if I may, as you can see from his past, he had one shellfish tag problem where he didn't tag the...
Put that back up there, please, Ms. Farmer, for the record.
Yeah, in 2014, he didn't have a tag on his oysters. Okay. The board and I both see a lot of people who have a continuous history of problems with this. I think his demeanor with the officer shows he was trying to abide by the law. It also shows that regulations change, condemnation sections change. And if there's no flexibility in his reliance on the system, then I think we're doing a disservice to the waterman. I think he's a very responsible person. He has been to me. And I think also he was very responsible when he went in front of the judge. I even went down and pulled the court file because I was surprised the judge found him guilty. But in that particular case, he pled guilty. He said, I was in the condemned area. It's a Class 3 misdemeanor. It was a $50 fine, so he was thinking insignificance. The problem we have is, and rightly so, and he agrees. We concur. He concurs with me about this. When you harvest oysters from a condemned area, the board has to be looking at the protection of the public, and therefore it's that one-year revocation. I just don't think it's appropriate in this particular case to apply a one-year revocation when we have information that he's relying on as VMRC to believe that he's doing exactly what he should do. And I think his history also tells a lot. So I'd ask the board to basically dismiss this particular situation this time and make him rely on checking the VMRC charge for condemn section. Because the watermen, as y'all well know, they don't always have the sophistication to go and say, well, I need to go double check here, go check here, go check here. They're relying on what the most simple, basic opportunity is for them. And in this particular case, that was subject to change on a daily basis. And as you can see, it's actually still an open harvest area, but it's subject to the condemn flow. And as y'all can see, just going past the James River Bridge, it changed from open harvest to condemn. So obviously that close location, somebody has to draw a line in the sand. He happened to be over the line.
I travel it every morning and every afternoon.
So I would submit it to y'all on that basis. And it's his livelihood.
Okay.
It's his livelihood.
Gotcha. Discussion by members of the commission? Mr. France.
Yeah, oyster in a condemned area or closed area is probably one of our most serious offenses that we have. It can jeopardize the public if we get these oysters on the market. But, I think this was an honest mistake. I mean, I look at this, and it's very confusing. You got green, you got orange, you got red. In my opinion, it should either be red or green. And I agree with what all the testimony up here today. I don't agree with the punishment we have. I don't think it fits the crime in this case. I would like to see, I'll make a motion right now for this, I would like to see 2 years probation.
For a second to the motion or further discussion? Mr. Ballard.
I'll second for purposes of discussion.
Proceed.
I ultimately agree with the 2-year probation. I'd just like to discuss and sort of defend the agency a little bit from the discussions going on, that the app is relatively new and incredibly useful, but in my mind is just a tool, and you are dealing with two different agencies and departments. One is testing water quality monthly, and their lines can change monthly, and the app is attempting to marry that flexible dynamic data with lease points that have actually been surveyed, and that's a difficult task, and I think the app has been incredibly useful and will eliminate a lot of these situations going forward, but ultimately as watermen and users, we do have the responsibility to look up the Virginia Department of Health condemnation zones and make sure we're not harvesting out of polluted waters. And it's a responsibility that we're trained on when we do our shellfish harvester training, as well as should be aware of. So I ultimately agree that in this case, a two-year probation is appropriate. I believe that not on the fact that the app was confusing or that the data wasn't there for him to make an appropriate decision, but just that this was an honest mistake. I second the motion.
Further discussion? Mr. France, back to your motion.
And the reason that I would ask for a two-year probation, as I agree with Mr. Fowler totally, would be to make sure that Mr. Powell does his homework in these 2 years and double checks and triple checks these areas to make sure their status. And that would be why I would recommend 2 years probation.
Further discussion? Ms. Lusk?
I would just agree with what's been said so far. I think 2 years probation here is appropriate, but also just to add to sort of the discussion about the open areas versus the condemned areas. To me, the open area, the harvest areas are based on resource management and are decided upon sort of in advance of the season often, whereas the condemned areas are monitored regularly and can change daily based on rainfall. And that scenario has always been true. And so just echoing that, I feel very strongly that it's still up to the watermen to check the condemned area first to make sure that they're harvesting the appropriate spot.
Further comments? Well, certainly, I've taken into consideration the testimony of the officer about the demeanor of the client and also the argument made by counsel pertaining to where the his client did, I think, at that juncture, think he was doing the best he could. And at this point, I do think that that's appropriate as well. So all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries, sir. Be 2 years probation. Please do your best and don't come before the commission.
We won't have a problem with this, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good seeing you, Mr. Ware. Take care.
You'll have a good day.
Have a great day. Thank you, officer.
Thanks.